We're entering into this section. I've mentioned it before. This is describing our life now in the light and power of the resurrected Son of God, who cares for us in and through his glorified body. And so we have this, one of the greatest gifts in the whole of Scripture, is this passage. You've all heard the famous remark of Origen, right? I know you have, because I've said it, love. But, you know, the Gospels are the first fruits of all the Scriptures. And John is the first fruits of the Gospels. But no one can understand this Gospel unless they've taken Mary as their mother, as John did. So it's time to begin to pray as we go through this. We'll be this in this all week, long chapter. I want to go on to try to break down part of it. They come, this is yesterday, they come and they say, you know, first, when did you get here? And Jesus confronts them the same way Stephen does in the first reading today. Huh? Why did he speak that harshly to them? Because the Holy Spirit told him to. Give them a chance. Let them take a look at who they are and what they're doing. You know, stiff-necked, hard of heart. You've always done this. Some would have said, yeah, that's right. Give them a chance. Risk your life so that they will have a chance to turn and be saved. So, Jesus here, you're looking for me not because you saw signs, because you ate the loaves. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life. Work. And then, which the Son of Man will give you. We work. But what we achieve is given to us. He gives it. So then they say to him, well, what work shall we do? Or rather, what works shall we do? What are the works of God? Works, plural. Jesus says, this is the work of God. One, that you believe in the one he sent. Now, that means that is the one work that God asks of us, but it is also the one work that God does in us. This is the work of God. We will hear this refrain over and over again in this chapter. It is so important. Nobody comes to the Father, comes to me, unless the Father draw him. Who's doing the work there? The Father. This is the work my Father does in you, that you believe in the one he sent. At least four times in this. We are here this morning. Thank God we're here. Because the work of the Father in us brought us here. So that we can feed on this word and on the body and blood of Christ. So today, you see, after having said that, did you believe in the one whom we sent? What sign can you do that we may believe in you? See, belief is always a yielding, right? You yield to the truth. Belief is a yielding. One of John's words for this is to receive. Huh? lambanin. They received him. As many as received him, he gave power to become children of God. Receive him. You see? Now, what sign can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. That's a combination of Exodus and Psalm 78. But listen to the way Jesus answers. That he was interpreted sometimes in the Jewish tradition. Moses. God, Jesus says, listen. It wasn't Moses who gave you the bread from heaven. My Father gives you. Now, he gives you the true bread from heaven. True in John, I'm the true vine, as so many places. True is not opposed to false, but to incomplete. Yes, my Father fed you. He kept you alive in the desert. He guided you into this land and gave it to you. Had to drive other people out so you could have it. And he fed you on the way. But now, the true bread is here. See, not the incomplete, but the complete. You see? And my Father gives it to you now. I'm the bread. For this bread of God is that which comes from down from heaven and gives life to the world. Do you understand what was and is in the heart of Jesus? Give life. I am the life of the world. Believe, yield, receive. You see? So they say, sir, give us this bread always. And Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me, which is another word for faith, will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst. And so we have this. Who is standing here? The wisdom of God. The Logos, Tou Theou. The very wisdom of God is standing there and saying, come, take me in. That's what it means to feed on me. Take me in. I am wisdom. Now this, so that this discourse goes, it's all about the Eucharist. But it's also all about wisdom. The first part of the discourse is more describing the Eucharist as wisdom. And the second part is describing wisdom as the Eucharist. There'll come a point in this discourse where he finally says, the bread I'm talking about is my flesh for the life of the world. It has to be given on the cross. And then it's transformed, it's filled with the light of my Father, the energy forever. Oh, it's hard early in the morning, but ask the Lord today. We were so privileged every day. I've told you this story before. I was just a little priest. I was just ordained. And we all said Mass by ourselves in those days. Some of you are old enough to remember that. And I'd be at this, we had 20, I don't know how many altars around. I would be saying Mass. You know, hoc est enim corpus meum. And Jesus would say to me, you will remember this Mass in heaven. That's how committed he is. So when the church takes this text. We're going to go right through every inch of it. You see? Now, it's a discourse on the risen life of the church, kept alive by the wisdom of God, who doesn't only give us light, he gives us his very flesh to feed on. In heaven, we will feed on the Word of God forever. We won't take him into our bodies physically anymore. Why? Because we'll see him. We'll be with him. Catherine of Siena used to say that, huh? Lord, when she received communion, and she was a saint and a mystic, and she knew what she was doing. So that's a big decided advantage, right? Anyway, and she would say, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. But how long do we have to keep this up in symbol? I want to see you. I want to feed on you. I want to be taken over by your life. And so the church says, now that we're celebrating the resurrection and getting ready for the coming of the Holy Spirit, huh? The church says, look at you. Let us look at ourselves. Who are we? We have been baptized. We are fed on the flesh of Christ. This is the church. And so we go through this discourse. Huh? It becomes more and more insistent until finally, listen when you hear, nobody comes to me unless the Father draw him. Nobody. We're all here this morning because we decided to get out of bed, wash our face, get in the car to come. You've left out one factor. The Father brought you here. The Father draws you. You want to get here to hear his word, and to feed on the body and blood of wisdom. And the Holy Spirit moves you there, or you wouldn't be here. This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent.